Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey everyone, I'm Sean.
And I'm Joe.
And we are the hosts of The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite cult classics and horror movies. We're talking about everything from Lori Loughlin dancing on a BMX bike in Rad, all the way over to 80s classics like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Join us every week as we pick another movie that we try desperately to find the good in while laughing our way through the bad.
And there's a lot of bad. Looking through his movies, he appears to just love frogs, because then we get Toad Warrior in 1996 and Max Hell Frog Warrior in 2002. So,
not a fan of horror? Don't worry about it. Almost every episode is filled with personal anecdotes and jokes about all things entertainment.
So join us every week on any of your favorite podcasting apps and services, or find us at IHateHorror.com or on Instagram at IHateHorror.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre. They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Kind of casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch itch young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel good about my list, but I feel like it could be better.
I'm the opposite.
That's the thing I'm worried about.
I hit mental overload. There's so many names. I don't even know how to sort them anymore, how to distinguish. There's a lot of good names. There's a lot of weird names.
Mm-hmm.
I tended to gravitate towards longer names that included a nickname, which there are a shit ton of.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb names.
I worry that despite an exhaustive list that I have in front of me, which I believe represents 2% of the ridiculous names on Cineflow.
That's what I'm worried about, yeah.
But I feel like we're going to gravitate to the same ones.
Also worried about that, yeah.
I like the episodes where we're all coming with different shit on these CT5s.
Yeah.
This one, I'm worried that despite this super well.
I don't know, man.
Yeah? You know?
We'll see. I think you were also feeling that way about Jobs.
No, but this one we got a regular ammunition of names that we go back to.
Certainly. I think my list will be fairly different from yours. I think there will be some overlap, but we'll see.
I have 42 OLIs.
I have over 100.
I don't even know how we're going to do this, to be honest with you.
It's me cutting down 42.
There should be more overlap in the OOLIs, but you're just saying to cut down to your two OLIs. You're having trouble right now. Big surprise.
Oh, we got to cut down to two. I forgot about that.
I did that, and I feel okay about it, but I'm also looking at the list. I'm like, God, I want that. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man.
Oh, you didn't even get to that far.
I have 5 OLIs, that's why.
I think this should be an exception episode, but I'm also trying to just, you know, open Pandora's box with these OLIs.
Yeah, are you saying I can't have Merlin from Reindeer Games for my OLIs? throw him back in the box.
This idea is just straight up bad. That algorithm is busted. It's among the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Top 5, easily.
Welcome to Cinephobe Top 5, aka CT5. That's right, this is the podcast where we just stare at ourselves in the mirror, remarking how beautiful we look as we go through all of the history of Cinephobe and compile top 5 lists of different categories. In the past, we've done top 5 worst dances, top 5 vehicles, top 5 jobs, top 5 weapons, and today, in perhaps our most contentious episode ever, we've got top 5 names in Cinephobe history. Guys, I don't know about you, this feels like disaster written all over because there are so many names.
How many names? How many names? How many names?
We should call back.
Didn't even make my list because I was just like, I couldn't.
No, come on, man.
Couldn't.
I didn't know you knew his name. I mean, I thought you just called him Jack Palance.
Come on, man.
No, that's what he put on his list. It's just Jack Palance.
There is one in there that's like that.
This is going to be an episode where I'm expecting to be so frustrated with us when we start getting the tweets and the Discord comments and everything of, mm-hmm. I can't believe you guys didn't have this. And I know it's going to be ones that don't even make my OOLIs. It's just too much, man.
Zach, I like to think of it as a glass half full kind of situation. I look forward to the tweets from people who say, oh man, what about so-and-so? And they're like, oh yeah, I forgot about him, you know?
I like that when I feel confident in what I've done. But this, I'm trying to reorder it even as I go through all this stuff, you know?
Well, I think the listeners will come through with the names that we've come up with that we don't necessarily remember. Because there's some...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
...that are absolute stone-cold Mount Rushmore. We say it all the time. But there's a lot of made-up names in the course of the podcast that have come and gone.
Wait, are we not...
No, those were included.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, because...
You got scared for a second.
Titty McDamsel Thief, man. There's no way I could leave her off the list.
God damn it.
No!
Damsel McTitty Thief, you uncultured swine. Supercharge that.
A mean bastardized version.
Yeah, Amin's gonna have, it's gonna have a different list than us anyway, just because.
But yeah, I was listening to Virtuosity recently, and there was a couple in there because I had it on the brain.
That's a good episode.
There was at least three things that we made up in that episode.
Oh, I don't have any of those.
There's no database of this stuff. So count on you listeners to provide those made up names.
Actually, that's a great little task.
Someone can come up with all the made up names in the history of Cinephobe.
All the made up names. Like, let's just get it into the spreadsheet because I think that's something that we need to keep track of because I can't remember them.
What's the order going to be?
I'll go first.
I'll go second. We can maybe go third.
I've got Preston. Preston Myers. It's the example of, I think it might be the only name on my list that's a regular name.
But it's the way.
The way it's said, it just, I can't control myself.
Interesting. So you're giving it to the name and not the sayer.
And not the name we made up for,
Not reminiscent, no. Yeah. I'm giving it to Preston Myers.
Preston Myers?
Because that makes me smile. Reminiscent doesn't.
Right. Hmm. It's once we get into the impression of reminiscent, that's when you're in. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even thought about that, that angle of it. Yeah. Preston Myers? And it's that Y is doing so much lifting in Myers.
Myers? Go to Kraft.
It's Frank, young Frank Deuce trying to say my name. Anthony Myers.
What kind of a noise? Zach, what you got?
OLI. The shower daddy.
See, I asked this in the chat, and neither of you responded.
And I didn't give a fucking answer, did I? No, I sure you didn't. No.
You son of a bitch.
Ah, shit. I thought we said no items.
You sandbagging son of a bitch.
The shower daddy. Yeah.
You old sailor, you.
Why would your dad be in the shower with you?
Why would you tell me? Why would your dad? I just watched it 3 days ago, and I'm still laughing every fucking time.
All right. My first OLI is... Penny Slott from Showgirls.
Dude, oh, man.
Fuck. I didn't even have that.
I remember thinking Penny from Showgirls when I was like, I think her last name was kind of regular, right? Because I remember Penny's from Heaven.
Future Cinephobe.
Like, that was the wordplay. I forgot Penny Slott was her name. Fuck, man.
That's a in-episode revelation that I remember well. Yeah, I remember finding that out during the course of the episode, telling you guys it was a hell of a moment. It's not the most ridiculous name considering all the other shit on this list, but...
Mm-mm. Penny Slots, that's a good one.
It's a pretty ridiculous name considering what she does for a living. Like
that too. Also, Penny seems like it could be her real name, but then when you find out it's Penny Slot, you're like, she's a Vegas showgirl.
Yeah, no, that's just Esther who changed her name when she moved to Vegas.
Back to you, Amin.
Second OLI for me is El Scorpio.
He's ready.
Oh, he's ready. Come on, man. You wasn't ready, Zach.
Oh, my God.
El Scorpio. That might have been one of like the third ones I thought of, man.
I skipped right past Predator 2.
Yeah, Scorpio, man. Yeah.
If I get a chance to pick this every time we have a top five, I will do it. It's Jeep Hansen. That's my other one.
Hanson puts it over the top.
Yeah, it does. For some reason, it being Jeep Hanson.
Imagining him singing him bop. The forgotten Hanson brother, who wasn't good enough to be in the band, got shipped off to his stepdad and lived in the middle of nowhere, fixing cars, kind of.
SUV Hanson, Buick Hanson, 4Runner Hanson, all of them, man.
All the Hansons.
Baze, what's your last OLI?
My last OLI, run around the house with a pickle in her mouth that's misbehaving from Batman and Robin.
Oh, fuck. I missed that one, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Damn.
How are you guys remembering these ones that aren't obvious character names?
I went through movie casts.
Vivica Fox, it didn't make my list, so I'm going to say it, but she also plays Nutella in The Slam and Salmon.
Yeah.
She's got the pair of...
Misbehaving and Nutella. Yeah.
That's quite a duo for Vivica Fox.
Good job.
All right. Amin, number five.
Number five, Obikey Fix.
Oh, had to be
from Future Sports.
Yeah. Don't give a ding dong diddly about that name.
It's the perfect future name, right? Like
Obikey Fix.
Fix with two X's.
Two X's. Yeah. Two X's. But not three, because he's not in porn. Not yet.
No, not yet. What a weird movie.
I need to go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's next on my list. Yeah. Obikey, did we ever find out if that's like a actual Jamaican name?
Bill Cosby had a stand-up where he was talking about going to the dentist. They said, why are you, he's like the original, why do you even go to the dentist? And the dentist tries to have a conversation with you as he's fucking working your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then he says, like, they shoot you up with the stuff and your mouth goes numb. And he says, they ask you questions and you're like, oh, be KB, because I can't be talking yet. Like, he does this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really well done. But yeah, OBK, every time I think of OBK Fix, I think of like, oh, be KB. Also, in retrospect, all these things about making people numb. And
yeah. That's a toughie.
Yeah. Old cause.
Zach, number five.
And I have to be very careful with this one.
Oh.
Stovepipe?
No.
Oh!
Top five slurs?
A JT.
Bingo. That feels bingo adjacent, guys.
Yeah.
All right, I got to be very careful with this. NickKurtDale.com.
Okay, see, I thought of that, but then I was like, oh, we can't have
that. That's what prompted the text! Because I'm not picking, even though I do like Kurt Buckman, which is Sudeikis' character's name, but I immediately thought of the website.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, guys, are we including this?
I even spaced it in my notes, which doesn't matter because you wouldn't just like, it doesn't look like the N-word, but I spaced it with like, there's a space just between each one.
Just so you don't read it too quickly.
Careful.
Just to remind
just
yourself.
Yeah. NickKurtDale.com. Just go straight to.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all got to change that name.
Keegan Michael Key.
It looks so good on paper. I can't believe we've never said it out loud. Maze, number five.
I had no idea that this was this character's name. Gordon Thomas G. Cozier from Takers.
Who?
That's Idris Elba.
Oh my God.
When I'm looking up the cast for this movie on Wikipedia, I burst out laughing seeing that that was his full name.
Gordon Thomas G.
Cozier.
Cozier?
C-O-Z-I-E-R.
Like past the Cozier?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Cozier because
only the French shoot the moon.
Idris Elba said, originally my character was an American thief from Los Angeles. I wanted to change that to make it a little bit more international. So I chose to play him as a British Afro-Caribbean. Gordon was raised in the Caribbean, then moved to England where he started his life of crime.
Nice. I like to think of it as like a very polite host who's also Canadian.
Mm.
Nicosier?
IMDb had his name as Gordon Jennings, which I don't like nearly as much.
No. Wait, why would they have two different names?
I don't know. This is IMDb versus Wikipedia all over again, man.
Amin, number four.
Number four. Zach, you mentioned NickKurtDale.com from the same movie I give you, Motherfucker Jones.
Yeah. Okay, so, Amin, does it hurt is case at all that it's Dean Motherfucker Jones?
His name's Dean?
His name's Dean.
Dean Jones.
When is that revealed?
I don't know.
I think it's just in the...
Just in the credits.
In the credits. That's Motherfucker Jones.
Yeah, Motherfucker Jones, man. Yeah, that's, now, obviously, this isn't a cinephobe movie, but that first Horrible Bosses where we're introduced to Motherfucker Jones.
I was rewatching it. When they start talking about why he got busted, like, so when you murdered somebody, he's like, I never murdered anybody. He talks about the pirating movies. He talks about Snowfall and scene. Like, and Sudeikis is like, no, I haven't seen it. And then like a beat later, he's like, so you got arrested. We're taking a murder advice from someone who, you know, bootlegged an Ethan Hawke movie. He goes, so you have seen it. So you do know the movie. And he's like, well, you had your gun. He goes, I don't have a gun. It's my cell phone. And baby goes, it's a sidekick. I'll be in the car. Oh, motherfucker Jones. That's a great one, man. That's a great one. Yeah.
Zach, your number four?
We've referenced this a lot. It's some of the most in any episode ever. Cuck O'Leary.
Oh.
Cuck O'Leary has got to be. Yeah.
I wish I'd fucked the black broad.
And I do credit what men want, but obviously it happened the episode before that, which was, I don't remember which one that was, but yeah, when that Irishman has that inner monologue, I wish I'd fucked a black broad before.
That was so crazy that it was legit the next episode we recorded. Yeah. We're all like, that's Cuck O'Leary.
Yeah.
He's come to life.
Cuck O'Leary is Chuck O'Leary. If you don't have a typo, but I typed Cuck O'Leary into my notes from Fanatica or something, or El Fantastica, or I can't remember what the attribution, what the site is that he writes for. But yeah, Cuck O'Leary is my number four. Maze, you're at number four.
Okay, number four, Breeze Rutledge from Hurricane Heist. Why didn't they just name him Mountain Dew Meth Lab?
I might draft Mountain Dew Meth Lab.
Oh, Breeze Rutledge?
Played by Ryan Kwanten. He's the older brother.
The older one, yeah.
His younger brother is the storm chaser. He's like a mechanic or some shit.
Kind of the blonde one?
Yeah, he's the kid from True Blood.
Let me ask you this. Out of all the movies / episodes of Cinephobe we've done, what is the least the one that you just don't remember anything about? Because to me, it's Hurricane Heist. You guys are always quoting things from Hurricane Heist. And like, I just don't remember any of it. No, you're like, oh, like the hubcap and all. Like, I don't remember any of it.
You talking about the movie or the episode?
Either or.
Coffee and Cream.
Really?
I mean, Betty Gilpin, Dag, but yeah.
I remember Betty Gilpin killing it towards the end. I remember not liking the beginning with, what's his name?
I think there's like with Ed Helms.
Yeah, I just didn't like Ed Helms in that movie.
The only thing I vaguely remember is I kind of think there's a bit of a standoff in like maybe an area with shipping containers, or maybe it was just like,
it's a warehouse, right? The warehouse blew up. And yeah.
That's literally the only thing I can picture from the movie. I can't even picture like the fat kid.
Really? Oh, I can. Stupid faces burned in my
head. Oh, wait, he had a stupid name in it, didn't he?
Kareem.
Or his real name is stupid. No, his real name is stupid. I can't remember what it is.
Terrence Little Garden High, which would be eligible for this list if it wasn't his real name.
Yeah. That's the movie I just don't remember at all.
Mace, what about you?
You were recently talking about how the Green Lantern pod was a banger and I didn't remember any of it. You started describing the episode and I was like, oh, wait, no, you're right.
It's such incredibly descriptive detail, too.
Incredibly descriptive detail. Hurricane Heist, I remember beats.
Breeze.
Usually I can remember a couple things, but they just needed a name that sounded generically Southern that's also referring to weather patterns. So they got Breeze Rutledge.
Breeze Rutledge.
Number three for me, Jericho Action Jackson.
Yes.
I was shocked that it wasn't one.
Yeah.
At first it was like, oh, this is the one. And then after a while, I was like, oh, you're not one, bro. There's a couple in here.
Jericho Jackson's a great name. Action Jackson is a great name. Jericho Action Jackson. All forms of it works.
Like the idea that like this dude has a nickname when his name is Jericho Jackson. That alone is like a cool ass.
It's my whole thing about like athletes where people are like, all right, we need a good nickname for Victor Wembanyama. I'm like, his name's Victor Wembanyama. We don't need any nickname. Like no one else has this name. Yeah, Jericho Jackson, you don't need it. And yet, they make it even better.
With action. Like, dude, to be like a super cop and your nickname is Action.
Yeah. In Detroit like, in the 80s?
Woo! How do you like your ribs?
It's one of the coolest names by far. I didn't really go for cool names, I would say.
Oh.
No?
Not from my list. That's not what...
Breeze are cool. Cool Breeze? No? That's not
good. Watch for the hook.
Number three! Number three.
Segue to yourself.
Similar. Along a means. Well, similar. It's the same person. It's the Count of Monte Fisto.
Oh, damn.
The Count of Monte Fisto is, oh my God.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, what an incredible nickname.
I'm just going to say I did think of that.
Shit.
Apollo Creed is a great name, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, don't need a nickname.
Don't need it.
Yeah, I went to the cast and it's like, oh, Apollo Creed. And I was like, wait, no, the Count of Monte Fisto. Like, that's the one. Yeah.
That's a great pick.
But then also I got two above it.
Yeah, somehow.
Maze, you're number three.
All right, number three, Johnny Goodboy Tyler.
From Battlefield. That's on my list. That's on my list.
This was an L. Ron Hubbard original name from the 1982 novel.
That's Barry Pepper's character, yeah.
It's Barry Pepper. Is the spelling of Johnny, J-O-N-N-I-E, supposed to be futuristic?
Oh, it's upsetting.
And did he throw Good Boy in there just so we know that he's the hero?
In the future, everyone's name's going to be spelled with an I-E at the end.
Even after going in the learning machine, he was still sticking with Johnny Good Boy Tyler.
Still Johnny Good Boy.
What a dumb name.
And they don't even fucking talk, right?
No.
They're just grunting.
But they can say Good Boy. It's not the dumbest name, though. Amin, you're number two.
Number two is a two-way tie.
Whoa!
Between two different names.
What?
But the reason why, you'll see, they're both from the same movie.
Okay.
Ray Tango. Gabriel Cash. You can't have one without the other. They're a package deal.
That's actually fair. I was about to get mad that like we're sneaking ones in now. No, that's 100% legit. Yeah. I withdraw any thoughts of protest.
But only said by Jack Palance.
Yeah, it has to be said by Jack Palance.
Ray Tango. Gabriel Cash.
Gabriel Cash. It's the out of breath Gabriel Cash.
I found a lot of good names in Tango and Cash. There was a couple movies where I thought they really emptied the clip on these names.
Yeah.
Yves Parrot or Yves Perret is Jack Palance's character.
Yeah, his name?
Yves Perret. Also, Ponytail Henchman is Reckon.
Oh, that's good.
The guy with the face is named Face.
Yes, yes. The guy with the chin.
Clint Howard is named Slinky.
Yeah, they're named like Dick Tracy characters.
Zach, you're number two.
It's Darius Grouch. You may not remember who he is. He's otherwise known as The Rumble.
Darius Emmanuel Grouch, the third. Not junior, not senior.
The third.
The Rumble. Oh, my God. The Rumble. What a time, man.
Again, do you need a nickname when your name is Darius Emmanuel Grouch III?
No, you don't. Even if it's just Darius Grouch, you don't need that. But he's the Rumble. And I fucking love that nickname, the Rumble. Maze, number two.
Okay, my number two. This is the dumbest name in cinephobe history. It's Pistachio Disguisey. They slapped a Y on disguise to make it Italian.
It's so lazy.
That was pretty strong. But then they made his first name Pistachio.
Pistachio. Dude. It's so dumb.
I like it. Like, they had his name was Luigi disguised. You know, like, that's not funny enough.
No.
Make it funnier.
That's not Italian enough.
What's your favorite kind of gelato?
Stupid movie.
It's so dumb. What an awful movie.
Dumbest name in cinephobe history.
Amin, your number one name.
My number one has already been said. Apollo Creed, a.k.a. the King of Sting, a.k.a. the Prince of Pain, a.k.a. the Count.
Oh, you got them all, yeah.
Of Monte Fisto, yes. And again, I go back to Apollo Creed. Dude, you're done. You don't need a nickname when your name's Apollo Creed, man.
No, not at all. Apollo Creed is a great name.
And yet, he came up with some better nicknames somehow.
Wait, what are all of them again?
The King of Sting, the Prince of Pain, the Count of Monte Fisto.
What an incredible series of nicknames, man.
The Count of Monte Fisto is fucking hard as shit, man.
That is great writing.
Let me just tell you right now, if your name's the Count of Monte Fisto, that means you got hands, bro.
You have hands for days. No one's fucking with you.
Call you Tyler because you got hands, bro.
God, that was awful. Number one, it's no surprise. Even though it's obvious, it's got to happen.
I cleared it out.
It's spaghetti lasagna. It's forever. That's going to be my favorite. I can't imagine what it's going to take to supplant spaghetti lasagna. Formerly Primo Sparazza?
Yeah.
That was the original name?
Mm-hmm. This is the reason why we're even doing this list.
Yeah, this is the spaghetti lasagna memorial names.
I was so angry rewatching that movie when they just did the most obvious Italian name, even more obvious Italian than Pistachio Disguise. The spaghetti lasagna moniker I gave to Primo Sparazza. And that's what I think of every time now I think of that movie. I think of two things. I think of spaghetti lasagna, and I think of Ryan Reynolds throwing his gun out the window.
Oh, that's the same movie.
Maze, your top name?
My number one name, Darius Emmanuel Grouch III, a.k.a. The Rumble.
Oh, The Rumble, yeah.
They say his full name very dramatically 5 minutes into the movie, and they top it off with a thunder rumbling sound effect, which I enjoyed.
Nice.
It's a white dude named Darius.
Yeah.
Always good, yeah. The only other one I know of is Darius Sangala.
Oh, that's true, yeah, yeah.
And Darius Rucker. He's a third, well, he's old money. Rucker's not,
Darius Rucker's not on
the list. Wait, he's not?
What?
And that name alone, along with the performance by Kelsey Grammer, made Money Playing a File.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was enough. They got Kelsey Grammer.
And he was great.
Playing a dude named Darius Emmanuel Grouch III, a.k.a. The Rumble. He sounded like a Rumble.
It's honestly like one of the best performances we've had.
Especially when you put it up against everything else going on in that movie.
Yes. The set design, the budget, the script.
All the other actors.
A bevy of Lawrence brothers.
It's definitely a file.
Definitely come.
Yes, definitely.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at ButcherBox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's ButcherBox.com/dings.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
All right, how are we even going to do these? Elias.
We can't dwell on it. Just like, let's go rapid fire. Name, right? Like,
all right, Amin, you go first.
Earl Armbuster, the lieutenant from Action Jackson.
Jackie Legs from Kangaroo Jack 2, Good Day USA. Oh, it's the kangaroo's name is Jackie Legs.
Take it back to the old school.
Damsel Titty Thief, Gala Walkers.
Damsel Mick Titty Thief, okay? She's Irish.
Carson Phillips, Pia. You got to have Pia in there.
Yeah, it's got to be him saying it.
Frank Cadillac from Next.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Haggis Mary Crumpet. I couldn't remember what movie you used that on, Zach, or who it was. Somebody Scottish or British.
Haggis Mary Crumpet.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck, I don't remember that at all.
It was Hook. Wasn't it Hook?
Was it Hook? Haggis Mary Crumpet. I said that?
Yes.
There's a period where we were trying to recreate the magic of spaghetti lasagna wherever we could.
That's as fresh to me as coffee and cream because I don't remember that at all.
This is a combo platter because they all were in the same movie. The Alamo, Dana Stubblefield, Jumpy, yes. Danny Trejo, and Merlin, Clarence Williams, all from Reindeer Games.
I thought this was going to be on Amin's list as the top five, so I'm shocked that it wasn't. That's our favorite Patagonia rep, Six-Toe.
Yeah.
Six-Toe. I forgot about Six-Toe, man.
It was really hard to cut this one in particular, but Stinger Apini from Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, my God.
Alongside Chicanery Knight, Balaam and Kalika Brassix, Philo Percadium, and Gemma Chatterjee.
Even Jupiter Jones. That's Mila Kunis's character.
Yeah.
All of that's been erased from my memory. Don't remember any of it.
Neuralized.
Pretzi.
Yeah.
Pretzi, yeah.
That's his full name.
That's his full name. That's it. Just Pretzi. Because he sells pretzels.
It's not like Thomas Pretzi Wilson or anything like that. No.
No. Yeah. No.
Did you know that Bolo Young's name in Double Impact is Moon?
Wow.
No.
I just figured it's like when the moon comes out, trouble's a brewing or something. You know, I don't know how that happened, but it's named Moon.
His name is Bolo in every movie for me.
From Mr. Magoo, you had Quincy Magoo and Prunella Pagliacci, which is an alias that she makes up in the movie.
I mean,
let's see here. Fred Claus. It's the idea that Santa Claus, like brother's name is Fred. It's just such a goddamn mundane name.
From Hall Pass, Hoghead.
Oh, my guy, Hoghead.
Swordfish gave us Stanley Jobson and yep. Axel Torvalds.
Yeah.
Which is the hacker's name.
Yeah.
Clinch Leatherwood. That's Liam Neeson in A Million Ways to Die in a Way.
Oh, I had that written down. That's a good name.
That's good, yeah. From all of our favorite movie, After Earth, Cypher Rage.
Yeah, Cypher Rage. Yeah.
Another great name.
Yeah, it's a great name. Maybe the best part of that movie.
Wild Wild West gave us Dr. Arliss Loveless and mm-hmm. General Bloodbath McGrath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bloodbath McGrath. That's a good one, yeah. While we're on the like the same time period, let me just give you this one. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, sure.
It's a real name.
Repeat offender.
It's not fictional.
Both of these from Cats, which I'm sure you could have had 100 from Cats, but specifically McCavity. And Jenny Annie Dots McPoopface. Yeah.
Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Bridgerton, yes.
Ghost Rider gave us Johnny Blaze and Carter Slade.
Oh, Carter Slade's a good one. That's a good name.
I went away from like the comic book ones. I'm like, oh, these are already.
Yeah, somebody else made it up back in the day.
Yeah. Larry the Cable Guy.
Dickhead.
As Larry the Cable Guy.
From The Fan, I think it's a great name. Juan Primo
is a good name.
Juan Primo's a great fake baseball name.
Yeah. Great baseball player name.
Yeah.
Catwoman gave us Patience Phillips and Ophelia Powers.
Mm-hmm.
You like a great name like Juan Primo, a great baseball name. How about this? John Practice.
John Practice?
John Practice was the friend in Last Action Hero, who turns out to be the villain.
All right, practice. Yeah, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Yeah, practice. Yep.
Nilbog. The town from Troll 2.
In the beginning of the movie.
This is their kingdom. Piss on hospitality. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, gave us obviously the title. But also in the Man Whores Congress, we had Gaspar Vorsbach, Chadsworth Buckingham III, and Asapopoulos Mariolis.
This is what I thought everyone would have. Coconut Pete.
Oh, I didn't even put him on. Fuck. Nick Cage names are always good for it. Memphis Reigns from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, that was a good one.
One of my favorites. How High had Silas P. Silas and I Need Money.
From Ballistic X versus Sever, Jeremiah X.
Jeremiah is Antonio Banderas' name. I'm shocked these didn't make anybody's list because I'm going to put them together even though they're different movies. Jonathan Fudge Leonard and Fudge Pockets.
And Pockets Graham.
From Hook. Oh, yeah, Pockets Graham. Fudge Leonard is his real name. His real name is not Fudge. His real name is Jonathan. Okay, but it's his real nickname. He's not a fictional person. We don't know that. That's never been confirmed. I don't feel comfortable calling a little black child Fudge Leonard. Well, you're doing it. You just did it again.
Yeah.
Supercharge all of
this. You said you don't feel comfortable, and you named it in your own lies.
Twins gave us Julius Benedict and Beetroot McKinley.
From Cocktail. Doug Coughlin.
I had Coughlin's Law when he says it for sure. This is a pretty important name.
Martha. Oh my God.
The Goods had Babs Merrick and Paxton Harding.
We rarely say this guy's name, but we quote him a lot. His name is Emil Kovac.
Oh, yeah.
From Killing Season.
Killing Season. Electra Nachios. Yep. Daredevil.
No, that's not her name, is it?
It's her name. Electra Nachios. Not the most problematic Jennifer Garner character name. No, not even close. Check out Mr. Magoo.
Amazingly.
Future Sport, you gave us OBK Fix, but there's also Tremaine, Trey the Pharaoh, Ramsey with a Z.
So much. There's so much happening with that name.
And that's all for Dean Cain.
Ned Sanders. Which I laugh because it reminds me of Ned Flanders. That's Steve James's character in Johnny B. Goode.
Oh.
Coach Sanders.
Guys, the In-N-Out Bandit. Honest thief. Thomas James Dolan. American Ninja gave us Corporal Curtis Jackson and Colonel William T. Hickok. Thickcock.
Thickcock, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's got to be on purpose.
His pants halfway up his ass.
Louis Pinnock, again, one I thought would come up somewhere on someone's list.
Oh, shit, that's a good one. I didn't even have that.
It's the pronunciation, Pinnock. It's like when people say Reggie Bullock instead of Bullock.
Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
There was a heroin one that I couldn't remember from Left Behind, but I did remember Major Bingo.
Oh, yep.
That was hard to keep off the list, man. Leprechaun in the Hood. We had Mac Daddy Onassis, Postmaster P, and Stray Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Bullet. Oh, my God. Shame. I can't remember his first name. What was his first name? We saw it on the
Shane.
His name is Shane Shame. I remember there was a certificate.
Andre Shame.
Andre Shame.
What about Rolf? Yeah. Tiptoes.
What a stupid name.
Rolf Bedalia.
What a stupid name.
Rocky Balboa. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Foy from A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Who's Foy? The mustachery guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Both of these from Dude, Where's My Car? Christy Boner.
Yeah.
And I like Mr. Pizza Coley.
Yeah, they're both so dumb.
Yeah. Club Dread also had Putman Livingston, Lars Bronkhorst, and Penelope.
Penelope.
Pluto Nash.
Yep. Marion Cobretti.
Yeah, great name.
Oh.
Slammin' Salmon had Cleon, Slammin' Salmon, Guy, Meat Drapes, Metropodies, and Nutella.
Meat Drapes.
That was up there for me for a while, and it got to get bumped out. I had too many nicknames up there.
That's good, man.
And finally for me, the last one on my list, Teddy Rex.
Or just Theodore Rex.
Yeah.
Theodore Teddy.
I had Reminiscent on there.
Lincoln Hawk. Good name. Stallone names are straight to the point, man.
Yeah, they really are. Duncan Penderhoos. Class act.
Really good name.
Oh, yeah.
A perfect nerd name.
Duncan Robinson.
And the last one I'll leave you with. I mean, I can't believe this didn't get picked either. Truck, truck, truck. Shout out to Gertie.
Hector Juan Carlos, Johnny Tapia from Bad Boys 2. Dick Pepperfield, Twiggy Munson from Semi-Pro. Ronnie Doubleday.
Oh, pretty, pretty pictures.
Barbara Barb Wire Kopetsky and Big Fatso from Barb Wire.
Kopetsky.
Bartleby Gaines.
Oh, I left that one off.
Daryl Hands Holloway and Abernathy Darwin Dunlap from Accepted. Larry Sheely from Sheely. Moose.
Yeah, Moose is on there. I forgot to read him earlier.
Do we know what Moose's actual name is?
No, just Moose.
Got it. Moose is in the house.
Danielle Danny Zakharuski from Gemini Man.
Yeah, that almost made the list.
Henrietta Mama Bazoom from Showgirls.
Bazoom.
Anna Katrina Maxwell Gavin, a.k.a. Jade from Jade. Zang, but only when Uncle Frank says it.
Zang. Yeah, that shit, I forgot that.
One of the funniest things I saw was it's Stanley Hill / Wrath from I Am Wrath, because in the scene when he... sees the Bible passage, throws it across the room. He goes by Wrath now. I didn't realize it was so literal. Sanford Sandy Lyle from Along Came Polly. Lupus Grabowski from The Breakup. That's Cole Hauser's character.
Oh,
Lupus. Bump D Flazoo from Grown Ups 2.
That's not a new. I mean, God damn it. Never mind.
I almost put Lamensol because that's Kevin James' character. And it's just the way Sandler says it goes, ah, oh, Lamensol.
Credence Leonore Gielgud from Troll 2.
Gielgud?
J-Man Goddard from Envy.
Oh, the J-Man, yeah.
Thudbutt from Hook. Victor Baby Buzz Padiche from Smokin' Aces. Judith Festbegler from Saving Silverman. Dennis Farina has played Jack Bangs and Richard Dick Banger.
Yeah, I had Dick Banger on there too. I forgot to read that. Yeah.
Sly Del Vecchio from Passenger 57.
Oh, Sly Del Vecchio is a great name.
ThaddeusBradley.com from Now You See Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cage's character in Left Behind is Rayford Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen in Deadfall is Morgan Fats Grip. Napoleon Stone from Heart Condition with his brother Archimedes. Never forget that Dakota Fanning's character name was Guadalupe Lupita Ramos in Man on Fire. Sir Lee Teabing, Da Vinci Code, Frank Dotsler, Taken 3, Forrest Whitaker, nibbling on those bagels. Gertie McCann.
Gert, yeah.
The Ice Road. Linkovich, Link, Chomofsky, Encino Man, and Radimus from Waiting.
Make sure you are giving us your CT5s for... names, best names in cinephobe history at Talk Hoops, at Darth Amin, at Corn Puzzle, at Count the Dings. Make sure you're signed up for ye old Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are supporting the podcast, giving us your thoughts during the rewatchingtons, the live rewatchingtons. You can come join us. The chat has been phenomenal during that time. You can join us on the Discord. You can get in on the conversation. Add more more suggestions for the CT5 opportunities.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.